There's always something going on in the mind. And right now I'm inviting you to let it all come to a stop. No looking for anything. Not inside, not outside. And just notice what happens when you let it all come to a stop, a full stop. To stop is not comfortable necessarily. To stop might just mean that I'm first faced with my inner restlessness. I get to feel and be in everything that I created and that I create when I'm relating from within the mind's constant projections on the moment and into future. Always trying to solve something, get somewhere. Have something, find something more. So in that way, stopping can feel like you're going against yourself, like you're going against life. But I would say that what you are really doing is you are waking up in life. You are waking up to the reality of the moment, of just being. So first, it's like stopping is experienced as a loss, in a way a loss of everything, a death. Like stopping just takes away everything that I was so identified with and lost in. But in a way that seemed to offer me something until I stop and I see that it's all a kind of a spin. It's all a kind of a self-spin. So then, in the stopping, it might first just feel like I'm lost, or, oh, when I stop, then I realize I don't really know what to do. where I am, who I am. So it's like understandable that we like to quickly pick up something to get involved with, so we don't meet these other levels within. These other aspects of us that we seem to avoid. But as we relax into this stopping and refrain from trying to get into thinking about what is going on and analyzing, but instead let the stopping take us deeper within, towards a more still point inside that is just a little deeper. Let your awareness be oriented right now towards less. So instead of the looking for something, it's the other way. It's allowing everything to quietly drop off, allowing there to be less and less of something. And in that, there will naturally be more and more of something else that is first like nothing. And in that, you might start noticing that stopping and letting everything become less and less brings such a relief. Of that other self-structure and self-identity form. And then there is the listening into and for that point of stillness. That's before all of the forms, the thinking form, the feeling forms, the physical sensations, like the stillness behind it all. And the point of that stillness. Like if everything that moves from a still point. And when our movements is connected to the still point, they're different because they are infused more by what we are and what we know from the stillness within, from a deeper point of what we are before the identification with the identities we've created. There's nothing wrong with them. It's just when they're not connected to the stillness that it all moves from, fundamentally, then there is a disconnect. So our movements and doings and expressions are then not connected to the center, the core of our real being. I like to think of it as that what we are is, there's many levels to what we are, there's a lot to what we are, but some of what we are is really what we are when everything is stripped away. And sometimes we face that when we are close to death or just before we go to sleep, if we are able to stay awake as our forms dissipates. So to come back to that still point of nothing, of a nothing something, a very fundamental way of just being, but not being about anything. It's like being stripped of all its adornments, quieted, rested, gentled. And then when I from there engage with life, it's something different that are in my movements. It's something else that is living me. Something else of me. Than the more frantic forms that is just running within its programs. Not really knowing what it's doing in its need for something. And it's like what it has lost in that is the connection to the still point in the core that needs that full stop. To have space, for it to have space, for it to be. For it to be, for it to inform us with the real in our fundamental being. And you can notice that coming to rest in this stillness in the core is so nurturing, it's so good. It is like really being here, really being home. Really being in a way that answers us way more than anything we would reach for to fill up space and time and give us experiences. Disconnected from this substance of stillness qualities. Another thing I want to mention that comes up right here is that it's such a paradox that it's when we don't engage with having and needing and wanting. It's like when we let all that come to rest, when we are not about that, when our movements and actions are not informed by that, when we start noticing what we do that are fundamentally coming from that, and we don't do that, when we let that go, that's where we really have what we need. That's where we are really answered. That's where we can realize that, wow, it's all here. It was all here. That what I really need is not what I'm chasing and busy with. What I really need is me. And the more that I let go of everything that I think is me, the more I'm there.